in preparing that today was the Labor Day, and the scripture we're looking at this morning actually talks about working, but we're not going to be talking about that this morning. We'll save that for next week. 我们一起打开圣经，睇帖撒罗尼迦后书。 Turn your Bibles to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Anybody watch on the TV the wedding of the century? Yeah. Huh? Well, 那个世纪婚礼就好宏伟，系咪？好兴奋。 It's very amazing wedding, very big, and everyone's so excited. 咁我都睇到，咁啊知道咧。 一个好特殊嘅婚礼，咁但系喺呢个婚礼，即系知道有好多人嘅盼望，系英国可以更好。 And then with this wedding, I know many people are hoping that England will be encouraged to be better. 咁但系我哋知道，同时间咧，中东就而家就好混乱吓。 But we know that at the same time, that the Middle East is in a big mess right now. 美孫就唔開心，因為敘利亞就非常之混亂。 And then Syria, we know, is in a real big mess. 所以我哋要繼續為敘利亞禱告，為中東禱告，同埋以色列同埋巴勒斯坦都係好複雜嘅而家。 And even Israel and Palestine are having some major difficulties. So 我哋就需要为中东祷告，我都想喺呢个时候为中东祷告。And so I want to pray at this time for the Middle East. 好冇？ 我一齐祈祷。主耶稣，我哋为中东特别叙利亚呢啲嘅有政变、有暴动嘅国家，我哋交喺你嘅手里边，因为知道佢系。 好多平民百姓咧，无辜嘅，都系受伤或者死亡。我哋求耶稣系加入喺当中，让你嘅慈爱，用耶稣你嘅怜悯喺掌管，特别为一啲嘅领袖，叙利亚嘅领袖或者系卡特菲，求耶稣俾佢有一个嘅智慧嘅心。 同埋可以唔好冷殺無辜，佢自己嘅平民。所以耶穌，我哋將中東、敘利亞、以色列、巴勒斯坦交喺你嘅手裏邊。我哋多謝主聽佢禱告，奉聖靈求，阿門。英文我哋有句説話咧，就叫做。 同即系类似同类结队。In English, we say birds of a feather flock together. 即系同类嘅雀鸟咧，就会一齐飞，同类结队。And so birds that 吓，同类结队啊，即系同类嘅就一齐飞嘅。咁啊有一个嘅农夫喺外国咧。
There's a farmer in America who's had a pet parrot.
跟住咧，佢鹦鹉咧就好乖，佢俾佢喺屋企飞来飞去。
And his parrot was very good, you know, they let him fly around the house free.
咁啊有一日咧，因为春天有好多乌鸦，咁啊农夫咧就系唔中意啲乌鸦食佢粟米。
And then the farmer didn't like the parrot, didn't like the crows. They would come to the farm in the springtime and eat all of his corn.
於是佢攞佢嘅長槍咧，就要射烏鴉。And
so he got his rifle out and he wanted to shoot the crows.
咁佢見到一扎烏鴉喺度，咁佢開槍，砰！And
so he saw all these crows and he fired at them.
跟住佢行去睇下中槍有幾多隻。
And then he walked over to see how many he got.
喺个地下嗰度瞓喺度咧，系佢嘅鹦鹉受伤。
And then there his pet parrot was laying on the ground. He got hit by a bullet. 于是佢执咗个鹦鹉咧，翻到屋企 ，and so he took his parrot back home。跟住啲小朋友就开始投诉：老豆，点解你咁样对我哋嘅鹦鹉 ？And then as the children saw their pet parrot and he's hurt, they're saying, "Daddy, why are you so mean to our parrot?"
啊，爸爸未有机会讲话之前咧，个鹦鹉自己讲：损友，损友。
And before the father could open his mouth, the parrot said on his own, "Bad company, bad company, bad company."
同類結隊。And so as birds of a feather flock together. 今天我們要看《帖撒羅尼迦前書》第三章，是看到第六節至十四節。
So we'll be looking this morning in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 6 to 14. And
原本咧呢个经文咧，我睇到三件事啊，但系我哋今日睇第一点，下个星期睇第二点。
And at first I was going to share three different points from this, and I decided just to concentrate on friends and bad company.
第一点就应该系交友小心损友。
The first point is don't hang out with the wrong crowd.
第二点就因为工作工不可懒惰。
And the second theme that we'll talk about next week is don't be a burden to others, do your own work.
跟住第三呢就是行事不可灰心。
The third point is don't grow weary in well doing.
那可能失策呢，因为今天是讲第二点，因为五一。
Maybe I made a mistake, we should talk about the second point today because it's Labor Day.
但是不好意思未預備得好。
我們一起看第三章第六節至十四節。
So I'll read verse 6 to 14.
弟兄們，我們奉主耶穌基督的名吩咐你們，凡有弟兄不按規矩而行，不遵守從我們所受的教訓，就當遠離他。你們自己原知道應當怎樣效法我們，因为我们在你们中间未尝不按规矩而行，也未尝白吃人的饭，倒是辛苦劳碌昼夜做工，免得叫你们一人受累。这并不是因我们没有权柄，乃是要给你们作榜样，叫你们效法我们。我们在你们那里的时候曾吩咐你们说，若有人不肯做工，就不可吃饭。因我们听说在你们中间有人不要按规矩安静做工，不要按规矩而行，什么工都不做，反倒专管闲事。我们靠主耶稣基督吩咐劝戒这样的人，要安静做工，吃自己的饭。弟兄们，你们行善不可丧志，若有人不听从我们这信上的话，要记下他，不和他交往，叫他自觉羞愧，但不要以他为仇敌，要劝他如弟兄。
愿神祝福他的话语。那个损友朋友，我相信大家都知道是什么。
I'm sure everybody knows what bad friends are, bad company and good friends are.
他在这里讲到不按规矩做事的。
And here it's talking about those who are being unruly or unbehaved.
那他不按规矩呢，就是从神的话语不按照圣经来做。
And so it's talking about those who are not following the word of God and not doing what God instructs.
我们知道帖撒罗尼迦前后书保罗呢一路是劝戒帖撒罗尼迦教会是关于耶稣回来怎样做。
We know in 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, Paul has been teaching the Thessalonican church about the second coming of Christ and how to behave under persecution.
所以他讲很多他受逼迫讲很多他的教会应该是知道的事。
So he's been talking a lot about, you know, the suffering they've been going through and things in the church. 第三章尾呢, and so here it's like the closing and synopsis of what he's been talking about. 有些他重複是之前提過的, and there's a little bit of repetition on things that he's already mentioned. 所以今天我们集中看这一点,就是不按规矩的人要远离他们的。 And so this morning we're going to concentrate on these unruly people. Paul says to stay away from them.
因为他是有他的负面的影响力,
because they have a negative influence on other people.
我不知道大家呢,就是, 你的人生当中有几多个损友在你身边来觉得影响你?
I don't know how many people you know that are around you that have a negative influence on you.
但是一些不受规矩的人就是真的会影响到教会的。
But those who are not under the control of God in the church, they will have an influence on the church.
如果教会里面有这个负面影响,在外面社会更加有。
And if there's a negative influence of people in the church, then how much more of a negative influence of people outside the church?
其实我们要知道,保罗说的,你什么,如果你记得提摩,帖撒罗尼加前后书,有很多人因为他觉得耶稣很快回来。
If you remember what Paul's talking and teaching about in 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, he's talking about the second coming of Jesus.
说很多人因为他觉得耶稣很快回来,于是他辞工不做。
And there are a lot of people who thought because Jesus is coming soon, they quit their jobs and weren't working.
耶稣快回来呢,我就在等他,我全福音热心侍奉。
And he said, if Jesus is coming, I'm going to just spend my time serving God.
但他这样做没饭吃,他是没钱的,于是有其他基督徒就要照顾他的。
But because they did that, then they didn't have money, they didn't have a job, so they had other church members had to take care of them.
可能有些人觉得他很熟灵的,可能有些人觉得他很厉害的,哇,你放弃份工作,你去真的等候耶稣回来,哇,我照顾你了。
Maybe some people thought they were really spiritual, you know, they gave up their jobs, they stopped working, and they said, well, you're a spirit, you really trust the Lord, you know, you're not going to work, and I'll take care of you, man, until Jesus comes back.
但如果全教会都是这样做,怎么办?
But if everyone in the church did that, well, how could they survive?
Right?
于是保罗就告诉我们,这帮人不是属灵的,他做错了。 And so Paul is telling us that they're not spiritual people, they made a mistake.
保罗告诉我们,是应该做工的。
And Paul is telling us that they should work.
如果他是不听保罗说,他不按规矩,
and if they weren't listening to what Paul was teaching them, then they're being undisciplined, unruly.
基督徒生命呢,是要现实生命。
And so our Christian life, you know, we have to be practical in our Christian experience.
有些人觉得基督徒就是不现实的。很多人觉得我不可以信耶稣,因为我要稳食,基督徒不用稳食的。
And some people think, you know, that Christians, you know, aren't practical. They say, you know, I can't be a Christian because I have to have a job, and you know, Christians don't have a job.
不对的,基督徒都要稳食,是不是?
Us as Christians, we also have to go to work, right?
所以他一些太熟灵的,是不对的,我们是要现实,是要按规矩,但是太熟悉又不行。 So
if you're too spiritual, that's wrong, you can't be too spiritual, you have to live in this world. But if you're too secular, then that's not good either, huh?
有很多人呢,他是在世界里面,受世界污染,因为他是太世俗的。
And so many people, because they're in the world, they're working in the world, and then they go the other extreme and they become too secular.
他因为份工作呢,受很多的影响,受别人的影响,受很多的世界的物质的影响。
And because they're out in the world, they're working, and they get influenced by all the things in their job, their co-workers, their employer, and then they become very secular.
What do you see? Some 损友.
We need to be careful about those bad influences in our life.
这里讲到他不受规矩呢,有几样东西。第一,他不做工。第二,他不听保罗话。第三,他讲很多 管闲事讲是非。
And the three things that Paul mentions in this passage we just read that says that they're being unruly or undisciplined is that they're not willing to work, they're not listening to the teaching of Paul, and they're just being busybodies, getting into other people's business. Gossip.
咁所以如果有一啲嘅人喺你身边就系讲是非、管闲事嘅，你要远离佢。
So if there's people around you that are just gossipers and talking about nonsense, then you should stay away from them.
咁就如果我哋系教会有呢啲影响，喺出边我哋嘅影响仲大嘅，系咪？
Now, if there's this type of evil influence in the church, how much more is there an evil influence out there in the world?
你信唔信应咧？世界会影响人咧？
Do you believe that the world can influence you?
我觉得咧，就有好多嘅事情咧，好似个鹦鹉咧，就系你同佢一齐嘅时候，无端端会受佢影响。
And I think so often we're like that parrot, you know, when we're hanging around with the wrong crowd, that we get influenced by them, and we even will get into trouble because of them. And that's truly what you were trying to say, you know, that if you're hanging around with the red guys, you become red, you hang out with the guys with the ink, you get black.
昨天牧師呢就做個生日會，有一個墨西哥的，不知怎麼說的，一個的東西，就是整了些黑色的油漆，那誰嗨到他都是整身黑色的。
And yesterday Pete had a birthday party and we had a pinata up on the wall and it had wet black paint all over it and anybody that touched it got black paint all over them.
所以我們是真的 很知道的，我們是很容易被別東西别人污染。
And so it's so easy to be influenced by other people.
其实我们是受媒体的影响，新闻的影响，我们受电视的影响。
You know, we are so influenced by the media, by TV, by television, the news.
你信不信呢？你所某人是免疫的，你所穿的衫呢，都是因为你电视见到人家穿的衫。
Do you agree that, you know, there's nobody immune to this? The clothes that we wear, it's because we see it on TV.
Hi. 你买个牙膏，因为电视见到个广告，你就去超市见到啊，我见到嗰只牌子。
When you buy toothpaste in the supermarket, it's because you saw the commercial on TV.
Hi. 或者甚至乎呢，一班嘅妇女喺街市讲来讲去，啊，嗰只乜乜牌嘅系山东嘅边个带落嚟，哇，系好劲嘅。
And you know all these ladies in the marketplace, they start talking and they say this special product. You know this guy from some province in China brought it down, and they all say, oh, that's good.
或者佢啊睇呢个医生咧，佢好劲啊，但系佢冇医生牌又冇医学院毕业，不过个个都讲佢好，咁啊个个都睇。
Or they say, go see this doctor, you know, he can cure anything. You know, they don't care if, you know, he has a medical license. If you ever went to medical school, it doesn't matter. They all talk and say he's good. Everybody goes to see him.
Am I? 我哋受别人影响好犀利喎。早排个个都话，即系早两三年前个个都话，哇，食冬虫草啊，医百病啊，健康，系咪？
And you know, a couple of years ago, they started talking about this worm grass from China, you know, it's so good.
跟住好多假牌子啊，我唔理假定真咧，我都系用好多钱买，总之个名叫冬虫草，我觉得好嘅。
You know, it doesn't matter if it's real or not. I just spend all my money. It says it's this worm grass. I'm going to use it. Yeah.
我哋咪受别人影响啊，系好受别人影响嘅。你翻工嘅时候，如果个个都系不停讲粗口，不停讲粗口，你日日浸住喺度嗰度咧，你可能发现到过咗一段时间，你不知不觉咧同人哋讲话都会爆粗口出嚟，系咪
？If you're in a workplace where everybody's always cursing and swearing every day from morning to night, and you're working alongside of them, after a while, you might even find yourself, if you're not careful, just starting to curse because you've been influenced by them so much.
系咪？是很容易发生的。有一个很 典型嘅例子咧，即係以前咧成日見到啲男仔食煙，而家我見到係一個新嘅現象喺澳門嘅女仔，後生嘅靚嘅又著得好靚嚇。
It used to be there was just guys, you know, hanging around smoking. Now you see on the street all over Macau, you know, these beautiful young ladies. They're dressed really nice and they look so attractive. And yet they start puffing up, you know, and smoking on the street.
But 點解咧？嗰個食煙嘅文化，嗰個影響，嗰個趨勢好勁喎。就去到邊度，人人都食煙，一坐低。
Now everybody smokes, you know, wherever they get the pack out, puff it out, hand it out, you know.
所以好多人同我讲，牧师你明啊，好难啊，冇办法拒绝啊。
And then they come back, you know, and say, Pastor, you don't understand. It's hard, you know, I can't resist.
系，好似国内文化，一坐低唔使讲，饮杯醒啊。
And in China, you know, the culture in China, where you just sit down at the table, it's all pouring the wine and the beer, and you know, cheers.
有啲嘅影響，有啲嘅文化，不知不覺係影響我哋嘅喎。
There's so many influences, so many cultures that can affect us.
我哋每一個人嘅免疫
，nobody is exempt, nobody is immune.
所以我哋係需要學點樣係選擇，係我哋有益友定係損友。
So we need to learn how to choose who is a good influence and who is a bad influence in our friendships.
最複雜呢，最老細，當老細話收咗工，一齊去食宵夜，哇，點處理？
One of the hardest things is when the boss says after work, let's go and have a midnight snack.
咁佢嘅去食宵夜就有打麻雀啊，又飲酒，又可能去揼骨按摩。
And then when the boss, you know, he takes you out to have the midnight snack, you know, you have to play mahjong, you have to drink wine, and you have to go and get a massage, you know.
點處理？拒絕又唔係喎，老細話：喂，你係咪呢度做先
？And when you want to refuse, and the boss says, "Hey, you want to work here?"
系，我哋好多人会面对，以前可能就系男士面对，我谂而家女士都会面对呢啲嘢嘛，系咪
？In the old days, just guys that had to face this temptation. I guess maybe now girls are facing it too. I don't know.
大家一齐收工，一齐出去happy 下，娱乐下，去赌场玩下，或者打麻雀下。
哇，打麻雀下13个圈要几多个钟？
Yeah. How many hours does it take to play 13 rounds of mahjong?
Yeah.
What more mean yet? 唔夠腳啊！叫你嚟係咪 friend 先？你唔嚟啊？點做啊？大家都好姊妹。
We're missing one leg at the table, you know. We want you to come. Why don't you come? You are a good friend of ours, you know. We need you. We can't play without you.
哇！呢啲壓力，呢啲影響啊，日日喺度得住、得住、得住、得住個心，係咪
？These influences are there every day, just knocking away, knocking away, knocking away。
哥林多前書15:33有個好經文俾你睇。
There's a good verse in 1 Corinthians 15:33。
哥林多前書15:33。1 Corinthians 15:33，好短嘅经文。佢话：你们不要自欺，滥交朋友是会败坏品德的。
Don't deceive yourself. Bad company corrupts good morals.
Bad company corrupts good morals. 滥交朋友是会败坏品德的。你选择同咩人喺埋一起，就一定会浸食影响你嘅生命。
So those that you choose, the people you choose to hang out with, they're going to influence your life.
你想佢喺主里边被影响咧， 的世界被影响。And do you want to be influenced in the world or in the Lord? 我们需要主的帮助。We need the Lord's help. 箴言十三章二十节。In Proverbs verse 13:20, 箴言十三章二十节，与智慧人同行的必得智慧，与愚昧人作伴的必受亏损。He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. 好有意义啊！同智慧人一齐行。你就是智慧，同愚昧人作伴，你就受损。So if you walk with the wise, you'll be wise. If you hang out with the bad guys, you'll be bad.
其实圣经里面有一个好好的例子给我们的，什么叫损友，什么叫影响我们生命。
There's a very good example in the Bible about what it means to be influenced by bad company and how it affects our life.
如果你是记得是创世纪有亚伯拉罕和罗德的故事。
If you remember in the book of Genesis, where Abraham and his nephew Lot,
因为神呼召亚伯拉罕出他的本地的去到应许之地，神要给他的地方。
And God called Abraham to come out of his homeland and go to the promised land that God was going to give him.
亚伯拉罕带了他的侄子罗德同他一起。
And Abraham brought his nephew Lot with him.
他去到应许之地，神就将他福气给他两位。
And as they came to the promised land, God blessed both of them.
于是亚伯拉罕的羊群牛群又多。
And so Abraham's sheep herds and cattle herds, they got multiplied.
罗德亦都有羊群牛群又多。
And even Lot had sheep herds and cattle herds.
跟住呢，佢两个呢，因为嗰个牛群羊群多呢，佢啲仆人开始嗌交，争水争平原。
And then because their herds were so great that their servants started to fight among who had, you know, who could get the water, who could get the good grassland.
于是有日，亚伯拉罕同罗德讲：不如罗德啊，我哋好难喺埋一起，我哋太大嘅，不如我哋分开。你拣东，我拣西；你拣左，我拣右。你拣先啦。
And so Abraham came to Lot and he said, "Hey, you know, this we're too big. We need to separate. You choose either left or right, east or west. Whatever you choose, I'll take the other side."
罗德呢就系做咗决定。
And then Lot he chose.
圣经话我哋听喺创世纪十三章十二节，佢拣咗平原嘅所多玛嘅平原。
And in Genesis chapter 13 verse 12, it tells us that Lot chose the valley where Sodom and Gomorrah were.
佢就见到嗰个地系好嘅，佢就拣佢。
And he saw that that land was good, and so he chose that land.
但喺十三章十二节是话我哋听，罗德是见到另一样嘅。
But in chapter 13 verse 12, it tells us something else that Lot saw.
十二节话亚伯兰住在迦南地，罗德住在平原的城邑，渐渐拿意帐篷，直到所多玛。
Abram lived in the land of Canaan.While Lot lived among the cities of the plain and pitched his tents near Sodom.
他将他的帐篷慢慢移去，越来越渐渐移去所多玛。
He put his tent closer and closer to Sodom.
如果你继续看十三节，讲明所多玛是一个非常之败坏罪恶的城市。
And if you keep looking in verse 13, it says that Sodom was a very evil, wicked place.
所以这个罗德应该是受神的福气，但是他见到这个所多玛，他觉得好吸引。 And so here you have Lot. He should be in the blessings of God, and yet he saw the land of Sodom, and he saw it was attractive.
我们不知道罗德被什么吸引，但你知道呢，乡下呢，即系放羊嘅放牛呢，好闷嘅嗰种生活。
I don't know what was attractive to Lot, but you know, as a farmer, you know, having herds of cattle and sheep, you know, it's a very boring life.
但是大城市里边呢，花花绿绿，好多娱乐啊。
But you know, there's a lot of attractions in the big city.
罗德系见到嗰啲嘅物质生活嘅享受生活嘅，佢见到好多钱嘅喺所多玛里边。
And so Lot, he saw the pleasures, he saw the materialism, he saw the money and the riches of Sodom.
佢被佢吸引嘅。 知道可能佢同阿伯拉罕即系离开家乡嘅时候，都系一个大城市，但系跟住同阿伯拉罕一路行咧，喺呢个乡村生活咧，好闷啊嘛。
And so Lot, he left with Abraham out of a big city, and he's going traveling around with Abraham in the countryside. It's boring out there.
你知道下一次见到罗德系点样
？Do you know what Lot is doing the next time we find Lot in the Bible?
喺呢个嘅十四章二十节见到佢。
The next time you see Lot's name in the Bible is in Genesis 14 verse 12.
因为罗德呢，就喺嗰度嘅时候，有其他嘅皇帝嚟打仗，俘虏咗嗰个平原嗰啲人，阿伯拉罕就要去抢救佢出嚟。
Because Lot was in the plains with these other cities, and some other kings came and attacked them and took them all captive, and Abraham had to come and rescue them.
你睇十四章十二节讲乜？
Look what it says in chapter 14, verse 12.
罗德正住在所多玛
says that Lot was living in the city of Sodom.
所以他渐渐将个帐篷移去，跟住过咗一段时间，他直情喺所多玛住紧。
And so his tent was pitched towards Sodom, and then after a time, he actually moved into Sodom.
好，下一次见到罗德系点？
What about Lot the next time you find him in the Bible?
你睇创世纪十九章第一节。
If you look in Genesis chapter 19 verse 1, you see Lot again.
佢当时俾啲其他皇帝俘虏咗阿伯拉罕抢救佢出嚟嘅，佢都未醒悟啊，未知错。
And even though all these cities were captured and Abraham had to come and rescue them, Lot still did not wake up and find his mistake.
喺第十九章第一节讲明，因为神派两个天使呢要毁灭所多玛，阿伯拉罕为所多玛祷告，话如果有十个异人，你会唔会毁灭？神话唔会毁灭。
You know, because God had sent two angels to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, and Abraham prayed, if there's 10 righteous people, will you spare them? And God said, if there's 10, I'll spare them. But there were not 10.
跟住十九节，十九章第一节，and
chapter 19, verse 1.
那两个天使晚上到了所多玛，罗德正坐在所多玛的城门口，看见他们，就起来迎接，脸伏于地下拜。
如果你熟悉圣经，你会了解当时嘅文化。 If you're familiar with the Bible, you will understand the culture of the time.
佢坐喺门口，城门口。
He was sitting in the city gates.
喺当时文化，坐城门口嘅就系城市嘅长老官员。
佢由朝到晚坐喺度，系做审判官，由老百姓有咩诉讼有咩争执，带到城门口，长老官员系处理。
If you know that he was sitting in the city gates at that time, their culture, when the elders of the city would sit in the city gates, and the people in the daytime, if they had any complaints, if they had any legal matters, they would come to the elders who were sitting in the city gates, and they would handle the legal things.
罗德正坐在所多玛的城门。
Lot was sitting in the city gates.
即是说他就是成为所多玛一个官。
That means that he became a leader in the city of Sodom.
这个是应该受神的福气。
他见到这个靓平原渐渐走过去。住在里面，甚至成为官员。
And so here's Lot. He should be receiving the blessing of God, but he saw the beautiful plain. He started moving closer to Sodom. He moved into Sodom, and he became a leader of Sodom.
但所多玛是怎样的城市？ But what was Sodom? 圣经讲明是一个败坏罪恶的城市。
But the Bible says that Sodom was an evil place.
是吗？
罪恶就是这样的。That's what sin is. 我们是不知不觉被他浸食我们，侵犯我们，影响我们。And you know, just unconsciously, step by step, it comes and it erodes you, it takes over you, and it destroys you.
罗德是一个好好的反面教材。
Lot is a very good lesson for us to stay away from things of evil.
So, 保罗在帖撒罗尼加叫我们远离那不守规矩的人。
So, Paul tells us in 2 Thessalonians that we need to stay away from those who do not follow the ways of the Lord.
因为他会渐渐那个压力，那个影响会影响你。
Because the pressures that influence will affect you.
我想大家看诗篇第一篇。
I want you all to turn with me to Psalms chapter 1. The first psalm.
诗篇第一篇。
诗篇第一篇。得六节经文。
Psalms chapter 1, there's only 6 verses.
不从恶人的计谋，不站罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位，为喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散。因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此。因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
我好喜欢这个诗篇。
I like this psalm.
他讲第一节，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
In the first verse it says, don't follow the ways of the wicked, don't stand in the road of the wicked, and don't sit with the blasphemers. Right?
三个不。不从不站不坐
Three buts, you know. Don't follow, don't stand, and don't sit.
我做几个礼拜在重返厅添请一个香港的一个黑社会大哥来讲嘢。A couple weeks ago in the parole board, Tim invited a triad guy from Hong Kong to come and speak.
他就曾经是判死刑，因为他是一个杀手，黑社会的杀手。
And he was sentenced to death in Hong Kong because he was a hitman for his mafia group.
他是坐赤柱监的时候，900人在监房，700人听他指挥。
And when he was in Stanley Prison, 900 people in the prison, 700 of them were listening to his orders.
그의 그 호구급의 그 학생회계연, 단 그의 저감에서 선조해서.
And he was a very big triad mafia leader, but he received Jesus in prison.
그의 저감에서요, 因为佢得小学学位，佢读中学，跟住读大学，读神学，好似香港第一位坐监读神学。
And while he was in prison, he only had a primary school education. So in prison, he studied high school. He finished his high school. He got a college degree, and then he went and got a seminary degree.
佢2002年出监，行为良好。
And he got out of prison in 2002, if I'm not mistaken.
2003. 그 출감 게 시아네. 하이 책 출감 역 문하오. 요 자체 하도 당간 거. 하오빈 요 게이제. 요 목시 통과 차이.
And when he came out of prison, there's a bunch of cars on one side of the road. There's reporters behind him, and he's with the pastor.
因为点解有记者？因为佢大粒嘅黑社會大哥出監喎。
Why were the reporters there? Because this is the head mafia guy coming out of prison.
嗰邊嘅車，嗰啲人行過嚟，派個代表話：壽哥，上車啦！車入邊有百位數字嘅支票等緊你。
And the guys in the cars send a representative over and they say, can you come over with us?In the car, there's a check waiting for you with 8 digits after it. It's yours, just come.
佢就讲见证嘅时候，佢话牧师四喺监狱同我讲，因为心里边谂，牧师讲三个不，不从、不站、不坐。
And as he was having this temptation, he thought in his head what the pastor always told him in prison, the three buts, don't follow, don't stand, and don't sit with the wicked.
於是他跟他說，電話聯絡，我跟牧師行先。
And so he told his representative, he said, we'll talk on the phone, I'm going with the pastor.
那牧師跟他說，喂，你沒有電話喔。
And then the pastor said, you don't have a phone. He said, it doesn't matter. Let's get out of here.
好大试探啊，百位数字。
8 digits, that's a big temptation.
他因为选择行耶稣那条路，他可以跟家人重建，有回生命，做回个正常人。
Because he chose to follow the way of the Lord, he was restored with his family, he could become a normal person again and have a real life.
他跟牧师行是不是只有3000元一个月啊？千零元一个月，千百元居马费。
Going with the pastor, he had $1,800 a month, just as a volunteer helper.
那边八位数字，那边千百元，你拣边边呢？
One side an 8-digit check, the other side $1,000.
香港千百元算啲乜嘢？2003年啊。
What is $1,800 in Hong Kong in 2003?
唔算啲乜嘢嘅喎。但系佢讲星期二，做两个礼拜，星期三做两个礼拜前，佢讲。神俾我嘅福气远超过嗰百位数字。
But he told us that night, just a few weeks ago, that the blessings that God gave him far surpass that 8-digit number.
弟兄姊妹，你有咩压力？有咩朋辈压力、同事压力？耶稣都知。
What pressures are you facing, friends, peers, or maybe co-workers?
我想告诉你，有另一件事是很重要。
I want to tell you something else that's very important.
因为耶稣告诉我们，他说最伟大的爱是为朋友舍命。
Jesus said that there is no greater love than this, than to lay down your life for a friend.
예수 跟住话, 我不叫你做仆人, 我叫你做我的朋友.
And Jesus then said, I don't call you servants, I call you my friends.
耶稣就的而且确是用他的生命, 他是称呼我们为朋友, 他为他的朋友舍命.
And Jesus called us his friends, and he gave up his life for his friends.
耶稣是想做你的知心友最好的朋友,
and Jesus wants to be your best friend. He wants to be a friend that sticks closer to the brother.
有损友有益友, 你会选择哪一位?
There are bad company, bad friends, and good friends. Who will you choose?
耶稣想做你的知心友,
Jesus wants to be your best friend.
上个星期听到个新闻，听到心好唔舒服。
Last week I heard on the news a news report and it made me very sad.
有个女仔，佢想佢嘅男朋友证明佢爱佢，试探佢嘅爱，于是烧炭，结果咧火烛间屋。
消防员来教火，甚至唔知上下隔篱左右，咁而家拉佢坐监，咪告佢，佢放火嘅。This lady, you know, she wanted to prove, she wanted to test her boyfriend to see how much he really loved her. So she burned charcoal and wanted to pretend like she's committing suicide. And she didn't do it right, so she burned the house down. And the fire department had to come and put out the fire, and I think she influenced the houses around her. Now that she's being prosecuted for careless starting a fire.
好多人有呢啲咁嘅唔啱嘅諗法，試下你愛唔愛我。
And so many people have these wrong concepts to see, do you really love me?
耶穌話最偉大嘅愛為朋友舍命。
Jesus said, there's no greater love than to lay down your life for a friend.
耶稣是为我们而死,
Jesus died for us.
我们是耶稣的朋友,
we are Jesus' friends.
但我想说你知, 耶稣不是说死给你看。
But you know, Jesus did not die just to prove to us that he loved us.
有分别哦, 一个死给你看的就是
If he was just dying to prove that he loved us, that's no point in that death.
耶稣死是为了接受你的惩罚在自己身上。
Jesus died to take your punishment on himself.
耶稣死是为了宽恕赦免你的罪。
Jesus died to forgive your sins.
我第一堂是这样解释，不知道对不对。
In the first service, I explained it this way.
假如我得罪一个黑社会大哥，他想杀我。
Let's say, as for instance, that I committed a crime or did something to get a triad guy very mad at me.
他就走入我的屋，就说要拿我条命。
And he comes to my house and he says he's going to take my life.
Kyle 就好朋友走出嚟，牧师，我为你定罪，你有太太仔女，我系单身，我为你死。
And so Kyle's a good friend, you know, and he jumps in front of me and says, Pastor, you're my good friend, I love you so much. You've got a wife and children, I'm single, I'll take the punishment for you.
个黑社会大哥啊，我唔理。 总之有人死就掂，嘣，杀咗 Kyle.
And he says, "Hey, I don't care. Just as long as somebody dies, you know, boom." And he kills Kyle.
我冇事，佢为我定罪。
And I'm okay. He took the punishment for me.
呢个不足讲到耶稣为我哋死，系咪？
It doesn't. It's not enough to describe what Jesus did for us.
但系的而且确，我哋系做错，耶稣。 还没做错,
but in fact, we are all sinners. Jesus did no sin.
耶稣是为我们的罪而死，他是为我们顶罪。
And Jesus died for our sins. That means he took our punishment on him. 佢呢个伟大嘅爱为我哋而死。And that is a great love that he died for us.
唔系死俾你睇，
系为你死。It's not die to prove that I love you, but it's die for you in your place. 耶稣有咁大嘅能力，有咁大嘅爱，你而家有好多选择，朋辈嘅压力，损友、益友。耶稣可以帮到你。
Jesus has such a great love for you that he knows your pressures, he knows the temptations, he knows that there are bad influences and good influences in life, and he wants to help you.
我们一起祈祷。Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们多谢你，你是爱我们爱到底，你舍己为我们的。
你自己身上接受我们的惩罚，主，我们感谢你，我们可以得到你的力量，你可以帮到我们是有好的朋友，有脱离这些负面的影响，得到主你这个的爱的影响。
Lord, we thank you that you know that we're often tempted, we have so many bad influences around us, and yet you love us, and you want to give us strength and power that we can resist, that we can live a life that is pleasing to you. We thank you that you died for us to set us free.
主，我多谢你听我祷告，赐我生命。Amen.
Now, 今天我们要默饼纪念主。 Today we're going to have communion to remember what Jesus did for us.